The latest fire in a series of 15 since July was reported around 3 a.m. Sunday at a vacant two-story located on 809 2nd Avenue, Lansingburg, which took out two occupied neighboring homes. That was apparently the last straw, sparking officials to act. The mayor scrambled to assemble a six-member panel, which is reportedly looking at 10 suspects. City Councilman Jim Gordon.
It's about time, because this is something that specifically I requested 3 weeks ago today in a meeting with the mayor. I believe it's a good step in the right direction because it's something the community needs. We need a specialized group to focus on the arsons in regards to investigation, in regards to identifying and securing and dealing with the vacant buildings.
Gordon notes the hardscrabble neighborhood has been plagued by other suspicious fires dating back to 2012.
The most recent fires, we're seeing them happen in densely populated areas with several families displaced over the weekend. This definitely has the Lansingburg community at a heightened state of concern.
Gordon says police are patrolling more frequently with additional manpower in an attempt to thwart further incidents. To date, all of the fires occurred at vacant properties, save for one, where the owner was away on vacation. Former city councilwoman Carmela Mantello is considered a possible mayoral candidate.
It's a public safety hazard. We need a government that's more proactive, not reactive. It's time to escalate our proactiveness in the city of Torrey and Lansingburg.
Mantello is urging Mayor Lou Rosamilia to invoke emergency powers to immediately take inventory of vacant buildings and tear them down, using federal funds if necessary.
We need to deter arsons in our city. We need to deter evil people who are going to jeopardize our residents.
Mayor Rosamilia says city government is taking a proactive stance using a three-prong approach.
One is that we're going to be increasing patrol, marked cars, and officers in uniform. Number two, we're creating a task force made up of police officers, Detective Bureau, our Finn group, and city code, to work together exclusively for the purpose of trying to resolve the situation. They will be meeting on a daily basis to review items, and then each will do their own task as they prepare to bring forth additional information for the following day. Finally, we've set up a fire tip line in order to gather some more information from the residents or anybody has any information for us. And the phone number there is 687-1045.
Dave Lucas, WAMC News.